Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. What were you wanting to know? Okay. Hello? Oh, sorry, it just went really quiet then. Like definitely he should be waking up now, but like if he's not really doing much, has he had a recent health check or anything like that? No? That would be the next point of call, is to do a health check just to make sure there's nothing underlying that could be causing him to be a bit slower to wake up and not wanting to eat and things like that. Yeah, so the initial consultation is $170. If we'll try and get you to bring in a fresh fecal sample if possible. So it can be a day old, as long as it stays moist, it will be fine to be assessed, just to make sure that he doesn't have any worms or anything causing him to be a bit slow. They might want to do disease testing, but they'll obviously talk to you about that. That would be additional depending on what they're wanting to do. But initially the consultation's $170. What you do is pay for the consult and then you send the invoices off to Petcover and they will pay you. No, it's paid at time of discharge. So you'll deal directly with Petcover yourself but you pay the full bill to us here and then you get reimbursed through Petcover. But yeah, you do need to pay for the full bill at time of discharge. Okay, I've got an 11 o'clock I can get you in. Would you be able to do an 11? Yep. Now, we haven't seen you here before. Okay, let me just grab all your details so I can make the appointment. What's your first name? And your surname, Julie? And your address? Yeah. And an email address? And is this your best contact number? Yeah. Excellent. And the name of your bearded dragon? How do you like that spelt? S-H, okay. And do we know if Mushu's a male or female? I'm not sure. Male. And is he an eastern or central bearded dragon? Do you know? Not sure. Okay. And how old approximately is he? Excellent. Okay. So I'll pop you in for 11 o'clock on Monday the 8th. As I said, if he goes to the toilet, like even Sunday, just pop it into a Ziploc bag. Don't put any paper towel or anything in there, just so that it stays nice and moist, and bring that along with you. Don't pop it in the fridge either. I will send you an email a questionnaire to the email that you provided me. It just gives us a bit of insight about his enclosure setup. Pop as much detail as you can with heating, lighting, wattages of bulbs and things like that, temperatures if you do monitor that, and diet. And we'll see you then at 11 o'clock on Monday. Okay then. Thank you. Bye-bye.